you know, everybody from Big Fatty to Big Ricky on.
Why has everybody got to be big?
It's just.
Just the name.
Yeah. Well, Big Fatty's is because of his, like, big, utter size ball sack.
Oh, my God. So, really? He has huge balls?
Oh, my God. That cleaning wipes thing over there.
Yeah.
If you turned it to look at the top.
Sideways?
It
that would be his balls?
It might be close.
Wow. That's some major teabagging.
And besides Big Fatty's balls.
And another segue.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big, utter size ball sack.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 545 of the BFO for Friday, the 4th of March, 2010. Y'all, coming up on today's show, Big Fatty has had a dream. Oh, Big Fatty's had a dream. And I've got some voice letters. Oh, Big Fatty, just do those. Oh, Lord. Hi, everyone. I hope your Friday is going well. Y'all, this is going to be a nothing weekend for Big Fatty. Because, y'all, it's just going to be... I can feel it. It's going to be a gown weekend, as my mother would call it. Because, you know, that's when you just sit around in your gown. Yes, Big Fatty, you just sit in your gown, and it's just lovely. And, you know, sometimes at Christmas time, I ask for seat covers for Christmas. And, y'all, my mother calls seat covers underpants seat covers. Ah, Big Fatty, you don't have to tell the world about my seat covers. Anyway, y'all, Big Fatty had a dream, and y'all, I think, because, you know, Wednesday night was the first time that I used the new sound machine in the Fat Cave sleep chamber, or the LAV chamber, which is very different than the sling room. But, by the way, y'all, my grandson sent out a Twitty saying that he had purchased oh, gosh, what was that? Oh, Big Fatty, that was that lunch you had of the pork chops and the salad and the cherry pie. Oh, okay. But, anyway, y'all, my grandson sent out a Twitty saying he has gotten a new GPS, and I told him that I would have to send him the super secret coordinates for the Fat Cave, because, y'all, the Fat Cave is very, very difficult to find, but only select individuals have ever been given the directions to the Fat Cave, and by select individuals, I mean mainly just any gentleman caller. But speaking of that, there were just two here at the same time. Oh, Big Fatty, don't tell us anymore. That's enough. But anyway, moving on. I had a dream. And I'm convinced that it's because I've got the new sleep machine. And y'all, I set it on the spring rain. So it was just raining all last night. And y'all, I was afraid. I was afraid that the rain was going to make me have to get up and go TT. No, Big Fatty, you do not have to TT. But it did not. And y'all, I slept very well. So I'm convinced. I'm convinced that having the sound machine is a good thing. Yes, Big Fatty. Yes, you should have the sound machine. Perhaps we can, you can offer a Big Fatty sound machine, and you can just do throat clearing, and it immediately will put everyone to sleep. Well, perhaps. But, y'all, I had a dream. I had a strange dream last night. Y'all, I dreamed that it was a big coal mining weekend, and all the gay coal miners were around, and they were all, "Oh, Big Freddy, we just love you, and Big Freddy, we want to sell some inflatable homosexual merchandise during the big coal miner weekend, and we want you to sit at the table and sell it, and we will come up every once in a while, and hey, Big Freddy, and we will all dress up in all kinds of fancy outfits, and then when it is all over, Big Fatty, you will have to go to the airport and catch your flight." And y'all, the weekend went fine. There were no incidences or anything like that. And y'all, I went to the airport and got totally lost. I don't know where this airport was. And y'all, I was driving it's kind of like a golf cart, but it wasn't a golf cart. It was kind of, I don't know what it was. It was like a backpack on wheels. Honest to God, it was like one of those backpacks that the kids carry nowadays, but it was like a car. And I can hear that Kim Beaver finding a picture of that on the interwebs already. So y'all, you might want to go over to the lodge this weekend to see what the artist rendition of Big Fatty's backpack on wheels that he was driving through a strange airport looks like. But y'all, I could not find the gate where the plane was. And everybody kept saying, "Well, you just go up here and you go to the right." And y'all, I'd go up and go to the right, and it was not the right place. And y'all, I kept driving into the bathrooms. And I mean, it was like, you know, you go up here, oh, you should have turned right up there. Instead, you went straight and went right into the bathroom. And y'all, I'm sure that there are people that analyze dreams that are going to say, "Big Freddy, we have analyzed your dream, and it is official that you are totally fucked up." And y'all, I would not disagree with that. So anyway, y'all, do you have strange dreams? If you do, and especially if they involve, and several people have said, "Oh, I have had a dream that involved Big Fatty." Y'all, if you ever have a dream that involves Big Fatty, please, for the love of God, call the voice letter line at 206-337-1438 and tell the dream, y'all, because it's just got, you know, it's going to be funny. It's just going to be funny, and I bet if this becomes something that happens on a regular basis, I bet Miss Lala La Lauren will even do some special artwork for that. Yes, Big Fatty, she will do it. I know she will. But Big Fatty, you know what she won't do? She will not call in to the BFO and give you a voice letter like these people have. Oh, does that mean we're going to play voice letter? Yes!
Note to self, play this over and over in your mind so you won't be able to sleep this weekend. Allow it to enter your mind and be absorbed by your subliminal mind. And this song will play over and over and over and over again.
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's Brian and David. Heard you called us out on your show today. The reason we haven't called is because we've been really busy. Big Fat David's moving today, and we're in this big old U-Haul truck, and talk about Big Dear Gussie. Anyway, that's what we've been doing, and David's moving out of the nursing home, and now he's moving into his own place. And now we're getting all this stuff out of the storage unit. So anyway,
hey, Big Fatty.
That's David driving the big truck. So anyway, hope you're doing well, and we're not dead, and we haven't unsubscribed, and we're listening to your show religiously. I'm not sure which religion. It might be the Big Fatty religion, but... Anyway, We got to get some boxes, so we'll talk to you later.
Yes, Big Freddy, give us some of that old-time religion. Some of that Big Freddy old-time religion. Now, y'all, that is Brian and David from out there in the Denvers. And, y'all, they are the ones that made the Hamasol. Yes, Big Freddy, we remember the Hamasol. And, y'all, it has been quite nice to have the Hamasol here in the Fat Cave during the Hamasol season. But, y'all, the Hamasol season is coming to an end here very soon. And although the Hamasol season is going to be beginning very soon in the Southern Hemisphere. And... And David, sounds like great news. I'm sure the folks at the nursing home are going to miss you greatly, and miss your efforts to keep the other folks there entertained and all decorated at Christmas and all this kind of stuff. And I do hope, just because you're going to be out gallivanting. Yes, Rick Freddy, he's going to be gallivanting. Out gallivanting at your own place. I hope that you and Brian are not going to cease your Hamasol quilting operation. No, Big Freddy, they cannot do that. They must continue that. This is much too important for them to give up on. Now, y'all. Speaking of Mexicans, the next call is from everyone's favorite pineapple princess, and that would be the Gay Trucker.
Hey, Big Fatty, it's the Gay Trucker from Vancouver, where today feels like 14 Celsius. People are driving around in their, jogging around in their shorts. And you don't need snow to have the Olympics. Come on, you know it's all generated.
Big Fatty, what does he mean it was generated? I don't understand. Well, I don't really understand either, but he called back. Oh, dear gussie, thank goodness.
My stupid iPhone just kicked out going around a corner. That is impossible. The conscience thing is when Vera's...
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
Vera's conscience leaves. What do you think she does? She goes off her fucking Nutrisystem diet. So every time she goes off her Nutrisystem diet, that's when conscience fucks off. It's obvious. Oh, it's so simple, and it's getting annoying, too. But I'm not calling her, so she'll beat me up. Yeah, right. Bye.
Y'all, that is the Gay Trucker, our very own Pineapple Princess. Did you hear him say that his iPhone went oot? Oot. Ooh, I went around the corner, and my iPhone went oot. Oh, dear Gussie, but why do you got the hiccups now? God, I hope I don't have those for the rest of the show. But, y'all, I believe that, the gay, oh, the gay hair, trucker turned hairdresser turned trucker, soon to be turned, barber, may have a point there. Because, y'all, that conscience has been missing in action a lot. And y'all, there have been a lot of flex days. A lot of flex days. And trust me, the only thing flexible that, that deals with Hagatha is a flex day. Yes, Big Freddy, we know. Please, for the love of God, move on. y'all, I'm not going to tell you who the, who the next call is from, but y'all, I am going to give you a little bitty clue.
Hello, Big Brother. You know who this is, and I'm sure the crickets are already chirping, but I wanted to call and further comment on your question about the Olympics television. The Olympics are broadcast by the IOC, actually an extension of the IOC called the Olympics Broadcasting Service. This is a television thing set up by the IOC, and they actually tape every single athlete at every single event with no commentary, no graphics, nothing at all. And then individual networks like NBC or BBC or the Australian Broadcasting Company or anything like that can then KFC to use the footage. Of course, in NBC's case, it's to use 3 minutes of athlete footage to interrupt their 15-minute commercial breaks, as we well learned from the last Olympics. That, I have to say, a big meh, too. So that's basically it, and I did want to say also that it was kind of cool that this thing was founded based on the model established by ABC, that's the American Broadcasting Company, when they covered the 1984 L.A. Summer Olympics. So I'm sure by now the Crickets have had plenty of exercise and you're probably drifting off to nearly comatose state, so it's probably about time to end the phone call. Thanks, always, and meh.
David, thank you so much for that phone call. Yeah, because Big Fatty had asked that question about how do the Olympics work, but I did not realize that the IBS, which, y'all, I always thought IBS was the irritable bowel syndrome. Big Fatty, everything is an irritable bowel syndrome for you. But that was very interesting, and I should have known, but I didn't. And it seems like it's awfully expensive for the NBC to pay all that money, which that the Faroe Islands can't afford to pay that much money for their Olympic coverage, and y'all, I don't know. I don't know. Is it the Faroe Broadcasting System, the FBS? Oh, dear gushy, Big Fatty, I'm sure that has a vulgar meaning that we'll find out about later. And y'all, speaking of things that have a vulgar meaning that we will find out about later, y'all, here is the one and only, the birthday boy himself, Big Ricky.
No, no. I will not get Ricky's birthday right. No! Hey, Big Fatty, it's Ricky. I just want to tell you my birthday's on Friday, not Saturday. But, you know, what does it matter? It doesn't matter, right? So, anyway, I'm just calling in and say hey. And I'm sorry that my big old Ricky Bird naps caused the diabetes. Hopefully nobody's feet get chopped off or nothing like that. Alrighty, you want to say anything, Julia? No, he does not. Oh, Big Fatty, no one gives a shit. See you later, Big Fatty. Bye. ThomasQs.com.
Yeah, gotcha. Y'all, that is that Big Ricky that we heard Wes, the gay country boy, and his friend Larry. We heard them talking about Big Ricky at the start of today's show. And y'all, Big Ricky is celebrating... What is that? Big Ricky is celebrating his celebration of exiting the birth canal up there in the Chicago's. I think it's on Saturday at the Hamburger Mary's, and I wish I was going to be there. Y'all, you know what that sound is? That's the sound of Big Ricky motorboating Miss La 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 Lauren. So, y'all, if you are in the area, and you know what I mean by in the area, dear Gussie. Y'all, and you hear that, this sound? Get the hell out of there. Yes, Big Buddy, we will go running as quick as we possibly can. Yes, and y'all, I hope you have a great weekend, and remember, you can start your weekend later tonight at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, which, of course, as we all know, is the only time zone that matters, because I have spoken to you-know-who, and there will be a little fatty cast this evening over at the Pride 48. Come over to the chat room at 7 o'clock unless you're busy, and I think maybe Wes, the country boy, is going to be busy. By the way, Wes, what is that sitting on your chin?
Big, utter-sized ball sack.
Oh, dear Gussie, I didn't know you were here in the Fat Cave.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good,
gosh, and gay.
Me!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.